You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Guys, it's Eric Easy Zoo, the Hollywood It guy in the house. Easy Talk. This is what you're listening to. Easy Talk on Blog Talk Radio. Easy Way Broadcasting. If you haven't heard about it before, you have to definitely go like the Easy Way Broadcasting page on Facebook. Follow it on Twitter, Easy Way Broadcast. Man, we got an awesome show today, and I have an awesome person that's actually going to be co-hosting with me today. I got to tell you guys, like today was the craziest day possible. I have to actually be at an event at 4 o'clock, and I'm doing this show for you guys. I'm still in Orange County, and after I'm done doing the show, I have to haul butt very safely because it's raining, and still try to get there by at least 4:30, and we're going to be hanging out with some Disney stars and some great stuff for the Kate Mesta event. It's going to be awesome. And, man, I need my beautiful co-host here, so we're going to go ahead and – oh, yeah, there we go. We have a really special – co-host, a good friend of mine. You guys know she. You know what? Hey, Price,
today, Eric Zuli is singing and dancing the praises of his beautiful guest, Vanessa Curry. Vanessa is a talented singer and dancer and actor who has performed with the Pussycat Dolls and starred on Dancing with the Stars. Her talents won her the coveted role of cheerleader for the Los Angeles Lakers. Today, only on Easy Way Broadcasting, we will hear about her newest project and plans for the future. Welcome, Vanessa Curry.
Hey, Vanessa.
Hi.
Hey, yeah, the fans are giving you that love. How you doing? How you doing, Vanessa? I really appreciate you being on the show with me, and I think we're gonna really have a lot of fun together. Because you know, when I met Vanessa, guys, you know, Vanessa was such a sweetheart and down to earth and humble person. And we were talking about dancing, and we both have been dancers for years, and we just kind of like clicked. And props to Sam Sarpong for bringing her down for his big launch at the Scream Famous Clothing. And now, you see how things happen? You just get a network, guys. Like, you meet people, you follow up, and now she's co-hosting with me on my show. So welcome to Easy Talk, Vanessa.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be doing it the easy way. And thank you so much, Eric, for having me on, and let's have a good show.
Yeah, let's have an awesome show. And so, man, like we have so much to talk about, guys. Like, we just got done doing the Easy Way Broadcasting launch. And if you go to Easy Way Broadcasting on YouTube, we just made a brand new YouTube, so go subscribe to that. You'll see all the cool teasers and all the cool things we have coming up. And how we actually just posted on the Easy Show, letter E, letter Z, theeasyshow.com. You'll see all the cool people that were at the Easy Way Broadcasting launch. It was very successful. It was a pretty awesome time, huh, Vanessa?
Yeah, we had a really, really good time. There's a lot of people that came out and packed up the store, and I think it went very well.
Yeah, it was awesome. And we also did the show with Shane Sparks, guys. We did the show live, Planet Dance. Thank you for everybody that was listening to Planet Dance. And me and Shane were nuts. We were running all over the place, you know, talking to fans and waiting for IM5 to show up. And we had about 20 press outlets shooting us and blinding us in the face at the same time when we were trying to talk to people. And Scream Famous Clothing off Melrose. That's like our, like you said, in the Diversity News interview, it's like our new little home.
Yeah, it is. It is. I actually had to do some pulling for a shoot, and I was right there, so I walked on in, and I happened to be wearing her shirt and her jacket, and it was really nice to go in there. And it does. It feels like home every time we go in there, so it's really nice.
Yeah, the listeners that are listening right now, by the way, thank you to Blog Talk Radio for featuring this show and our wonderful guest, Wesley Jonathan from The Soul Man. We're going to be talking a little bit about season one and maybe even season two. He's one of the stars with Cedric the Entertainer and Nishi Nash. We want to really thank Blog Talk for all the love and support. And anybody that's listening right now, you are listening to Easy Talk. I am the guy that does it the easy way. I'm kind of like the Where's Waldo in Hollywood with my beautiful, awesome co-host. And so, now, Vanessa, you were on Dancing with the Stars, and you danced with Pitbull. I mean, that's could you even understand him when you talk to him, you know, behind the scenes, backstage? Because, you know, like, you know, his English is a little bit off. Like, I know when you, I don't know. Like, what was it, like, hanging out with Pitbull? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I got nothing but love for Pitbull.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was awesome. All the other girls were great, and we had a good time. It was a really fun show. We got some lights on our fingers for that show, and it was pretty cool. It was really interesting to watch. So it was a great time. And he's a great guy, and he's very talented. He's very smart. He comes on and he knows. You tell him once where to go and how he's moving, and he knows. He remembers. So that's really important as an artist, I think, and he definitely has that down to a T.
Yeah, and you are an artist yourself, and you've done how many songs? Like, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. That, you know, just so you guys know, Vanessa was one of the former Pussycat Dolls, and she's doing her own solo thing now. You also danced with the Laker girls. You were a cheerleader, or you were like a dancer? What exactly?
I was a Lakers cheerleader. Yes. Fresh out of high school, I moved down here to Los Angeles, and I auditioned, and I got picked for the team. And I also did the Lakers TV host. So they had a pregame and all of the fun activities that go on during halftime or, you know, the timeouts. I would go and, you know, help out the crowd and get them pumped. And so that was really fun, too. That was a great experience. There's nothing like, you know, watching a basketball game on the court. So it's pretty awesome.
You know how jealous I am that you were able to hang out on the court and be able to watch basketball games, the Laker games of all games, and just basically get free VIP front row seating on every game, and get to hang out with all those cheerleaders. If anybody's got a time machine or any smart scientists out there, you know, hook me up. But let's talk. We'll trade places.
Yes, yes, that would be nice. That would be nice. Yeah, I mean, it was great. That factor of it, actually sitting on the court, feeling the game, there's nothing like it. It's crazy.
Now, I know you're, you know, I don't know. I just feel like there's, like, no oomph right now, guys. I think we need a little bit of music. We need a little bit of, like, hypeness. My show's a hype fun show. There we go. Okay, let's do a little music in the background. So, basically, Vanessa, you're an actress, you're an artist. So tell us about your new solo career. Like, what do you, you know, let's forget about, you know, Pussycat Dolls was 2012, 2011, and now you're going in 2013. Tell us about the 2013 Vanessa.
Well, you know, in 2013, I am, you know, taking my music. I want to take it to another level. I'm working with really awesome producers. They're called Ruckus, and they are helping me with my sound and figuring out, you know, who I am. I never want to stop growing. That's very important to me. And so we're coming out with a new single called Heartbeat. It's in the finishing stages now, and once we have that out in the public, we will then move on and shoot a music video, which I'm so excited for. We have a lot of ideas that we want to use and play around with, so I can't wait for everyone to see.
Well, you know, if you need a really handsome, extravagant, strapping young lad that's tall, that can dance, and actually battled Mr. Shane Sparks on the red carpet, and the media loved it. And I don't know, they call him this guy Easy or something like that. You know, if you need one of those
I've heard something about this guy. I'm not really sure, but I've heard a little bit about him.
So your music video, you're gonna give us let's put the director hat on you. You know, tell us about the, you know, do you know about that yet, or are you still kind of, is that still in the thinking?
You know, we're still in the thinking stage, but I do have some. I know that, you know, I want to have a section. I was a long time ago a point dancer, ballet, but point. And so I definitely want to add that factor in and let people see some of the point stuff that I can do. And I think that's, you know, something special that you don't really get to see very often. And it's such an incredible art. So I definitely want to portray that a little bit in the video. And, you know, I want it to be, you know, kind of grunge, but it's also, you know, about love. Loving, it doesn't mean specifically this person, but it could mean that you love this song so much, you love this feeling, and, you know, something that makes your heart beat so loud that, you know, it's just, you can hear it so loud. And so that's what the song is about. And so we want to have a lot of energy and lots of dancing. This one's going to have a crazy amount of dancing in it. But, yeah, something special that I can tell you that it has is definitely that point shoe factor. I definitely want to bring that in. I think that's something, you know, fresh, and people forget about it. So I want to remind them a little bit, you know?
Yeah, totally. Well, I know that we have some producers in common, and you guys, I can't really say too much about, but me and Vanessa may be hosting a TV show together, and they saw your music video, and, like, if you guys haven't looked at Vanessa's stuff, I'm telling you, like, you look so beautiful in that video, and you're doing your thing. Your eyes are, like, mesmerized. I'm not kidding. Your eyes, like, mesmerize the audience, and your moves are... You got skills. So if you guys don't know, Google Vanessa Curry. That's VENESSACURRY, and look at those videos. It's sick. Now the new video that you're doing, because we have about three callers right now. We might be grabbing a caller, and the new video that you're doing. Are you going to be casting, getting any opportunities for anybody that are dancers? I know you said you want a lot of dancers, and, you know, this is an opportunity to have a show. Maybe we can do something for the fans.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually working on my website right now, which should be done very, very soon, and I definitely will be putting up, you know, casting information for that as well. Definitely. I want everyone, I like giving opportunities to people, and I definitely appreciate them wanting to even be a part of it. So that will definitely be up on my website for sure.
Awesome, guys. So make sure that you guys, yes, this is Easy Talk. You are listening. Easy Talk. I'm Eric Zulli, and I have a blog called HollywoodItGuy.com, and I'm worried like that. You know, I might sound really quiet, and then all of a sudden I put this new hat on, and I become this whole new person. It's so crazy. I get energetic. I take my energetic banana in the morning. That's what I do when I wake up. But by the way, shout out to Megan Michaels, one of my fans on Twitter. She it was so nice. She sent me a DM, and she's like, "Can you give me a shout out today? I listen to your show all the time." I'm like, "Aw, how sweet." So shout out to Megan Michaels. I love the support, and also I believe we got one of our biggest fans, Victoria, on the line. I'm gonna bring her in and have her talk to us a little bit. She's a dancer. And see what she has to say. Victoria, are you there?
Hi, guys.
See, we know you by, like, a first-name basis now.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I'm actually sick because I don't know if you've seen the photos, but I sent you some from the photo shoot that I did. So it was outside the photo shoot, so I got sick.
I'm gonna have to take you off the line now because I can't get sick. I'm afraid of getting sick.
Not afford that.
Yeah, so I got sick because of it, but it was worth it. Soon, I should be going out to LA, so that would be a really good thing.
Well, you do it the easy way, girl, and I'm noticing things. And so tell us how many people that you've met after doing it the easy way. I've been seeing you just grind on Twitter. It's crazy.
Well, I met David Fernandez Jr. He's really, really nice. I've spoken to your boy, Johnny Vegas. I've spoken to him, of course, Shane Sparks, yourself. I've spoken to Hawk on Facebook. You know, I think everybody is just coming to me now because of you, Eric.
Oh,
so
no,
thank
no, no. You got your thing. I take no credit. And now you're speaking to Vanessa Curry, my new co-host for Easy Talk. You guys are both dancers.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi. I think you follow me on Twitter. I think.
Yes, I believe I do.
And Instagram.
Yes.
But yeah, guys, this is an awesome movement, and we're always looking for the easy way, letter E, letter Z, the easy way supporters. And Victoria is doing it the easy way. She's met, and you hear the testimonial. She's met a lot of great people. She's making some moves, and we do have some things lined up for you, Victoria, that are going to be coming up. Some things we're doing with Shane Sparks, and like you're listening right now, Vanessa Curry is going to be doing her music video, and there will be audition opportunities and definitely stuff. But I want to say thank you once again for the fans page. I see you're always pushing our show. You're always pushing our station. We really, really appreciate you. So thank you.
No problem, no problem. Always the easy way.
You, Victoria.
All right, guys, so Victoria, we're going to let you get back to listening to the show. We've got a couple other things to get to, but we love you. Thank you, thank you.
No problem.
Love you, Victoria.
All right, guys, so this is Easy Talk. That's what you're listening to, Blog Talk Radio, Easy Way Broadcasting. Got a lot of exciting things happening, and we do have about 6 celebrity shows, so this is not just the only show. We also have a sports and music show with the former NBA star Maurice Egger from the Dallas Mavericks and the Timberwolves. He does a show that opens opportunities for artists and showcases artists and also talks to NBA stars. And that's every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then Wednesday we have Sarah's Secrets, which if you like that celebrity gossip, you like that just funny fashion talk, that's a great show you want to check out. 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Sarah's Secrets. And then Thursday, this is a brand new show, but I actually dig it. I have no choice. I got to listen to all the shows because I produce them all, but I love them. I really do. Jackie's Vida Loca. If you are Latino, if you like Latino comedy, you have to listen to Jackie's Vida Loca. That's every Thursday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then Friday, we got the Easy Talk. You guys know about that, Easy Talk, every Friday. And that's basically, we're always going to be talking about success and struggles. That's the main premise. But you never know what you're going to get. It's like you're pulling a rabbit out of the hat. You may get a snake, you may get a rabbit, you may get a turtle. Who knows? And then we have Saturday, we have Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. And Saturday, if you are a dancer, you have to listen to Shane's show. And there's so many things that are attached to all of these shows, guys. I'm telling you, it's not just about listening to a podcast. See, there's nobody really doing what we're doing with Easy Way Entertainment, Easy Way Broadcast, and The Easy Show on WTV Networks. We actually show you what we're talking about as well, and you can actually see the success. It's pretty cool. It's kind of like a progression. And we do things on blogs. We do things on the YouTube, and we show you. We also open opportunity situations with film, TV, and radio. We're actually going to be linking up with the Recording Artist Guild. And see, Vanessa don't even know this one. The Recording Artist Guild, yeah, is an awesome. Have you heard of the Recording Artist Guild, Vanessa?
No, I have not. I would love to, though.
See, I'm like slapping my hand now. I know I talk so much, and like I just did an interview with Diversity News, and then he dinged me on his interview, going, "You talk too much." And so I'm trying to like help that a little. I just talk, but so I'm trying to stop, give people the chance to talk, you know. But you know, we have another caller too. I believe we have a 408-0452. 408-0452. You're on Easy Talk. Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
How you doing? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Rich Greenwood, and I'm calling from San Jose, California.
Oh,
nice.
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, and it's a real pleasure to be talking with you. And I just want to give a quick shout-out to you, Eric, before I send a question over Vanessa's way of what a professional job that you do. You know, I had the chance to guest host a show recently. And listening to how professionally you are handling yourself, I realized how badly I sucked the other day. you do a really, really good job. And one of the things that I really love about what you do, Eric, is that you're constantly making connections. You're constantly making connections between what people want to do and where they can go, between who they want to meet and who they could meet. And I so appreciate you, and it's a privilege to be talking with you. And Vanessa, you know, I've been watching you for years, and it's a thrill to be talking with you. You know, if the Pussycat dolls didn't exist, somebody would make them up in their mind. And the fact that you actually exist as a person is pretty amazing. I mean, even how you look like a combination of pretty much every good-looking girl I've ever met in my life.
Oh, thank you. That's very, very sweet of you. Thank
and
you.
I have her as my co-host now, Neener. She's with me, and I do nothing.
Yeah, you rock. You're the man. Well, Vanessa, here's my question to you as the whitest of white boys on the dance floor. I mean, I'm so white that when I dance, I cannot dance without biting my upper lip. Do you have any suggestions for me to not have my wife laugh at me on the dance floor?
You know, I always tell people, that's a really good question, by the way. I always, my dance teacher, my old dance teacher, Marcy Borgi, she used to tell us, you know, if you're going to a school dance and there's boys that are nervous, they don't really know how to dance, you know, we've been dancing since we could walk, so it's come second nature to us. But the two-step is always, always pretty much a good way to go if you're not comfortable with dancing. You're stepping together side to side. You can do a little step together forward and back, and then let your hands just move with the music. Let them do, you can do a couple snaps, you can do some shimmies here and there. You know, have fun with it, though. You have to remember that dancing's fun. Like, you have to have fun. Don't be nervous. But with your legs, I think the easiest thing to do is the two-step. I think that's worked for a lot of people, and I think you should try it.
All right, so you're saying I should table the running man for now.
I would save that for, you know, another night, yeah. But, I mean, you could throw that in there. Go for it.
Yeah, but, Rich, you have to, this is my easy way rule. When you're getting advice for my show, you have to videotape it, and you have to send it in to us so I can put it on YouTube.
I would love that.
You know, I've got some
videotape of you dancing, Eric, and you've got some moves, man.
Well, thank you. I think everybody's seen that. It's all over YouTube. You guys are welcome to go and laugh at my dance moves. Speaking of dance, I don't want my boy Shane Sparks to get mad at me because, like, his show is, like, all about dancing. He's going to hit me up, and he's like, dude, why are you talking about dance stuff? You're stealing my stuff. So I'm actually going to call Shane. I'm going to call Shane right now, see if I can grab him, pull him off the spot. He's usually in dance rehearsal or he's on set or something, but I want to get advice from him as well because any type of dance questions definitely needs to he needs the referee just so we can just verify and make sure Vanessa's correct.
I'm working on the two-step while we talk, so.
Make sure you videotape it.
Hello.
Hey Shane, how you doing, man? I hope you don't mind me ambushing you here on the Easy Talk, but we have a caller that called in and asked a dance question, and Vanessa actually said that the two-step is good for the average white boy that can't dance. Do you agree?
Oh my God, what is going on right now? Y'all have to be playing with me right now.
No.
Okay, now what's the question again? What's the question again?
Here's the question. Rich Greenwood has asked myself and Vanessa, mainly towards Vanessa. He said, I'm an average white boy that's married, and my wife laughs at me when I dance. And I was wondering if you had any advice to me as far as what type of dance moves, how should I dance? And Vanessa said, and correct me if I'm wrong, Vanessa, but Vanessa said the two-step is always a good way to go. You can never go wrong with that.
You can start with that.
No. You're absolutely right, because if he can't two-step, I feel sorry for his wife.
All right. Well, I'm working on the sprinkler thing, and I guess I'll be tabling the running
sprinkler
man.
I'm gonna tell you something, dude.
For another day.
No, listen. The sprinkler thing is not gonna get you good with your girl. Okay.
All right.
That's just gonna hit her in the face. You get a good two step because most females can two step. That way, y'all could dance close. You could get close to her body. She could feel your rhythm and feel your vibe, and then take it from there. No sprinkler, all that crazy stuff.
Right.
I don't even know who
and
made
don't,
that
don't
up.
Don't like make like I'm stirring with my arms or anything like that?
No, because you're hitting her in the face with that. Think about that. You're kicking her and hitting her. You want your hands to be on her waist and her hips, and you want to be able to two-step side to side, grind a little bit, roll your hips. You know what I mean? Look her in the eye. Let her know who's in charge.
Okay.
What about the Miley Cyrus? I was just watching the Hannah Montana movie, and yes, I do watch Disney, guys. Don't laugh too much. But Hannah Montana, she had that one part in the movie where she was like, hands down, side to side, some, and then you glide. You know, maybe you can watch that. Yeah, do you guys know what I'm talking about? Hopefully somebody. I'm not alone here.
If Miley Cyrus is teaching you how to dance, there's a problem in the dance world. Okay? That's all I have to say. Nothing against her personally, but if that's where you got to go, then
wow.
Wow.
There was one one part that I was watching, and she was playing, you know, she plays Hannah Montana, and she also plays Miley Cyrus, and she's in the country, and she, I can't remember the lyrics, but it was like literally lyrics that teaches you how to dance, and people started doing it. So I'm just, you know, we have an average white boy here that wants to know how to dance. I'm just saying, you know, you could watch that movie, and maybe your wife would like that. I mean, hey, I know that the people do like, country seems to be a simple dance. The square dance, you know, it's a little bit easier dance than like hip-hop, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know who. I mean, I understand totally what you're saying, but at the end of the day, he needs to dance with his girl. He wants to be able to go left, left, right, right, back it up and drop it tight, left, left. If he can do that with his girl, he's great. All that other stuff, put your hands here and doing all that. That's like a joke and a dance. You know, when you're out dancing with your girl, he needs to be able to hold her by her waist and step with her. That's all he needs to do. He could do that all night long. And if there's any chemistry there, they can make it really sexy. But all that other stuff, that ain't for the dance floor.
Well, there you go, Rich. You just got professional advice from Shane Sparks himself, Vanessa Curry, and my funny antics. I tried.
I appreciate it. I'm gonna put on some music and try to hit that when she gets home, man. And say, listen,
there you go.
Pro. Come on, work with me.
Make sure you go on thewtv.com and you send us some footage. I want to see that.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
All right,
Joe. I got to get back to editing.
Right,
hey, I'll talk to you later, E.
Hey, thanks for picking up, Sam. I appreciate it. All right, guys.
You
never know what you're going to get with the Easy Talk, guys. We're just crazy having fun, and I'm kind of like that crazy Where's Waldo guy in Hollywood, and we got my lovely co-host, Vanessa. It's a fun dance conversation. But you know, another thing I want to talk about, but actually before I go into this next topic, I'm going to go ahead and grab a caller. We got 818-7300. You're live on Easy Talk. Who is this?
Wesley Zonovan.
Oh, wait, we can't bring you in yet, Wesley. You're the special, special guest, so can we put you on hold for a little bit? I'll bring you right back, brother.
Wait, all right, so you want me to call you back?
No, I want you to stay on cue. You know, we're going to bring you in. I mean, if you want to call back, we're going to bring you in about 2:35, but I have a special. I don't mess my brain up, man. I it's got to be on point, and you called in too early.
All right. just put me on hold then.
All right, we're gonna put you on hold. But hey, guys, so that is our special guest, guys, Wesley Jonathan. You know, he's doing his thing with he's doing his thing with every movie there is. I mean, he's a veteran actor. But you guys are listening to Easy Talk once again, Easy Way Broadcasting, and we're in about 3 minutes. We're gonna call my good friend Roz Taylor Jordan, actually, and she's you guys have heard her on the show. She's a supervising casting director for America's Got Talent, and. Yeah, that's hosted by Nick Cannon on NBC, and she also works with Fremantle USA, and she's going to give us a couple tips and advice on the whole opportunity time segment. And we also, actually, I'm just going to text right now from my man Gabriel Cannon. Nick, he's part of Nick Cannon's camp, and he's saying, and I'm putting you on blast, Gabriel, because you didn't call me back for like a week. He texted me and said, hey, E, sorry I didn't call you. I've been busy with Wildin' Out starting back this weekend. Okay, and you didn't invite me. Not cool. Okay. It's all good, though, guys. So, Vanessa, let's talk about, you know, your situation. How was that networking? You know what I mean? Like, when you first met the people that you've met with, what was that thing that networked you and built that relationship that turned it on to something that was successful? You know what I mean? Like, what was your first opportunity?
You know, I definitely think, you know, talent is something that you have to start with. And that comes with practice and, you know, wanting to learn and wanting to grow. And I think that people can definitely see that in somebody when they first meet them. You know, you can tell that a person is very hardworking, like right when they say, hi, my name is Vanessa. And I think that has been a very good tip for me. And just to be yourself, you know, don't lose yourself in all of this stuff. It's very easy to do that. And I think if you stay focused and, you know, try your hardest not to burn bridges with people. And I think that's probably the best tip that I can give.
Oh, totally. And I just realized something. Wesley's fans are probably listening right now, and they're like, dude, I can't believe Easy just put Wes on hold like that. We all... Man, but Wes is my friend. He'll kill me later after the show. But I'm so focused. I have to go on schedule because one of my producers will kill me. My agent will kill me. But I'm sorry, Wes. My complete apologies. And I can't believe I'm making a legend like Wes being an actor. And he's gonna get on. And I know Wes. He's gonna be like, stop calling me a legend, dude. I'm just an actor. Yeah, but he's really a veteran, guys. If you guys don't know Wesley Jonathan, IMDb him. Look him up. He's done hundreds of movies. And I know you did some acting, Vanessa. You did CSI New York, right?
Yes, I did. Yes, I co-starred in one of their episodes, and it was a lot of fun. And I hope that, you know, I can continue to do that.
Yeah, and I've never been to New York. I want to, you know, where's my New Yorkers at? Call in 914-338-1303. If you got any cool New York stories, we want to hear them. Call in and talk to us. 914-338-1303. Tell us a cool New York story, Vanessa. I know you got one.
A cool New York story. All right. Well, let's see. You know, I lived in New York for a couple of months with my boyfriend, and we lived with one of our friends, and we slept on her couch for about 2.5-3 months, and it was pretty awesome. I don't know if I have, like, any crazy stories, but I did do Halloween one year in New York, and that was pretty crazy. It was pretty nuts. People go crazy all the time for Halloween, but New York was just such a different vibe, and, you know, things stay open later, and yeah, so, I mean, I don't really have, like, a crazy story. I try to be, you know, a good girl, all right? So I don't have too many crazy stories.
Yeah, right, you're on air. You know you got some cool stories in the back of your head, but you're on air. It's okay. You know you're running around throwing toilet paper and smashing pumpkins. Don't lie.
Well, you know, I used to do that in high school. I'm just kidding. That was our fun thing to do. But no, I love New York. I love going back. The one thing that, you know, keeps me from actually living there is probably the weather, especially during the winters. They have really harsh winters, but I love it, and I love every time someone says, oh, you have to go to New York for this or for that, and I'm like, perfect. I love visiting that place. It's great.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait until I go to New York, and then I'll tell you guys a cool New York story, but I'm lame. I haven't gone to New York yet. I still need to go. I'm going to call Rob Taylor. Yeah, I haven't been. I haven't been there yet. I've actually had some opportunities, but yeah, God hasn't wanted me to go there yet. And yeah, I know all the New Yorkers are gonna be like, "What? You're just a West Coast." Okay, so I'm gonna call Roz Taylor Jordan here, guys. This is like I said, one of the supervising casting director of America's Got Talent. We're bringing her on. I know she's gonna talk a little bit about opportunities that are gonna be coming up, and I also want her to meet Vanessa. And let's hope she picks up. Because all these people, man, in Hollywood, they're so busy, it's like impossible to reach them.
I love you. I love you. You're amazing. Oh. You're awesome. You are the best in the world. Forgive me. You are the man, the mission, the myth, the legend. It's all true. It's easy. And I'm so excited. And I love you. And hello, beautiful lady. How you doing?
See, let me just give you guys an idea why she answered the phone like that, because she hasn't picked up my calls for like a good month, and she kind of drops off the face of the earth. So I scold my people sometimes, so they don't want to be scolded by me. But I love you too, Roz. How you doing? And you know you're on Easy Talk, and we have my beautiful co-host, Vanessa Curry,
Hello, Roz.
Has an amazing resume. She's an actress and an artist, and she used to be one of the former Pussycat Dolls, and she was on Dancing with the Stars, and yeah, she's amazing. And then also, guys, I want to introduce you to our normal listeners. They know you because you do the segment of Opportunity Time. But I'm looking at your IMDb right now, and I'm going to put you on the spot here because you haven't picked up my call for like a month. So that's what I do. I put people on the spot.
No,
so make sure you pick up my call.
What are you going to do? Oh, no.
So here's a little bit of Roz Taylor Jordan's resume, guys. Survivor in 2001.
No, don't do that.
TV series production coordinator and you know, America's Got Talent. I mean, she is still the supervising casting director for America's Got Talent. She was Fear Factor. What'd you do with Fear Factor? WWE Fear Factor 2002. Ooh, I love that show.
Yeah, I did Fear Factor. Yeah, the OG one though.
Oh, you did
and
the OG one.
So,
okay.
Well, Phil Rogan is coming back, too. So that's cool that he's coming to the same show. And I was there. It was so crazy. Oh, my gosh. They had this rap party. I digress. But it was so nasty. These Madagascar cockroaches. Oh, my gosh. They were horrible.
Now, did you... It doesn't say if you casted this or you acted in it. Did you cast for
it? I cast it. Yeah.
Okay, you're like the casting queen, so we're just going to assume that you're casting all this stuff. Who Wants to Marry My Dad, Bridellas? Bridellas?
Bridellas. Why are you doing that?
We didn't name it. Okay, Bridellas. Queen Bees. I mean, you do a lot of TV series. So, again, this is opportunity time, you know, and we're in 2013, Roz, and, you know, what's going on? What's the haps? What's the opportunities?
Oh, my gosh. They are so looking for great people at X Factor. They are so excited about their season. They've got all this new fun stuff happening. So I'm like, anybody who can sing, who really cares, should go for it because they look at everything. Just like we do on America's Got Talent, they look at everything. And if somebody sends it to you easy and you loved it, you can send it directly to me, and I'll make sure to get it in those hands for them.
Oh, please do not tell them that. I'm going to get like 50 million emails. But no, it's all good. This is opportunity time. Info@easywaybroadcasting.com. No, it's okay. Info@easywaybroadcasting.com. If you guys have a project you want to possibly get it on TV or you want to have some help with, info@easywaybroadcasting.com. Roz is the woman. But Roz, we have to get our wonderful guest, Wesley Jonathan, on. And, Wesley. He's one of the stars of The Soul Man. And he's been my longtime friend for years. And he's one of our guests. In fact, I'm gonna pop him on now and introduce you really quick, and then we're gonna let you go, Roz, because I know how extremely busy you are, and that we're very appreciative of you picking up your phone. But we have, all right, guys, this guy here. I'm gonna read his resume to you. And this guy, if you remember, What I Like About You with Amanda Bynes, that was one of my personal favorite shows. That he was the guy with the big old afro. He was the comedic awesome actor in that show. He was also in Roll Bounce. If you remember, I can't remember the character he played, but he was like one of the main characters, like Pretty, or I can't remember the name, but he was the roller skating, dancing, just amazing, star guy. And he's gonna kick my butt. Sorry, but he's done tons of stuff since 1997. He's been an actor, and I'm looking at IMDb. Okay, well, go ahead and jump in and beat me up, Wesley, because I'm not saying this right, am I?
I hate when you do that. I really do. First of all, 1997. Let's go further back, buddy. 1989, 1990. I've been an actor. In 97, I started Sea Eyes. I was almost 18 years old, I think, around that time.
1990, you were in 21 Jump Street. Man.
Yeah, exactly. That was my first job at 8 years old. So, yeah, 97, no, I was well into the game by then.
Man, 21 Jump Street, Get a Life, Baywatch, A Different World, Panther, Thea, Misery Loves Company, Boy Meets World. Oh, I love it. Do you remember Boy Meets World? I love going through my friends' resumes on IMDb and going, oh, I didn't know you were on that. But again, guys, this is Easy Talk. We are with our wonderful guest, our wonderful co-host, Vanessa Curry. Our wonderful guest, Wesley Jonathan, is in the house. We got to give him the proper red carpet treatment. And we also have Roz Taylor Jordan on the line. Wesley, I want you to meet her, a good friend of ours, and she is the casting queen, I call her. But hey, red carpet intro. Thank you, Wesley, for being on the show. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, Roz, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Wesley. Congratulations on everything.
And you as well. I've heard all the great things before I got online.
Oh, my gosh. Easy does that. I'm just like you. It's like, oh, man, Easy does it. Stop. So anyway, I love you guys. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, weekend. Go to adtauditions.com. As usual, do it the easy way. And easy, we're going to have a lunch date next week anyway, so you'll just have to
I'm looking forward to it. Tell ABC Auditions and tell them all to follow me. Nobody's following me. I feel unloved.
What? They need on Easy Way Broadcasting? What do you mean nobody's following you?
Nobody's following Eric Zulli, Easy Way Broadcast. Easy Show, none of my stuff. I'm AGT unloved.
You better be following, and especially on Twitter, just so you can blow it up. And if you have easy followers in New York, you can give them some Find the Line passes. We're coming.
Oh, looking forward to it. Thank you, Roz. We love you. Appreciate it.
Okay, love you. Bye, guys.
Hi. All right, guys, so that was Roz Taylor Jordan, casting extraordinaire, and now we have, we're going to go into our wonderful segment. It's 2:40 p.m., Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm with my lovely co-host, Vanessa Curry, and we have Wesley Jonathan on the line, the star, well, not the star, but pretty big star with the song. I'm just kidding. I just got to rouse my friends. The Soul Man. I know you guys watch it. The Soul Man's an awesome, awesome show. I know you guys just wrapped season one. Cedric the Entertainer, Niecy Nash. Talk to us, Wesley. You know, talk to us about season one. What was your best, you know, your most accomplishing parts?
Well, season one of The Soul Man, we did 13 episodes. The show, it's a TV Land network television show, but it also airs reruns on BET, so on actually two networks, TV Land and BET. Let's see, the show first came about. I was called in to kind of go in and read and audition to play Cedric the Entertainer's younger brother for this new show, and it was untitled. It wasn't called The Soul Man. It was just, you know, the Cedric the Entertainer show. This is, you know, how often it happens before they come up with the title. Make a long story short, I got the role. We got picked up. Last year we shot 13 episodes. It did really well. We debuted at TV Land's number two highest rated TV show in their network history, behind Hot in Cleveland, because it's also by creators of Hot in Cleveland. So that was a really, really wonderful thing. And then you know, we our numbers did well. Our numbers did well enough to get us picked up for a second season. And then we start up, I think, in March at some point. We start up in March for our second season. And I wish I could tell you guys what to look forward to in the second season, but I don't know, because I think the show is going to make a complete kind of change from what the first season was. And the show is based about Cedric the Entertainer's character, who was once an R&B star, who gets the calling to become a minister and to take over our father's church. So it's kind of a nice balance and blend between a faith-based show, but at the same time a lot of comedy, and for the family to try to kind of reevaluate and adjust to this new spiritual lifestyle versus the celebrity fam lifestyle of living a fast life. So, you know, that's the premise of the show, pretty much.
Hey, Wesley, don't sound so excited,
awesome.
Man.
No,
you sound like you're fine.
You have to understand something. When you do interviews and you tell stories over and over and over again, I'm excited to be working, but you're not gonna see me bouncing off the walls. I've repeated that story probably a million times.
I got you.
Congratulations, Wesley. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you, Vanessa. Yeah, my mom's maiden name is Curry. I don't know if we have any relation to you, but probably along the way. Yeah, my mom's maiden name is Curry, so I thought that was kind of cool.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe we are related. Who knows?
Who knows? Somewhere down the chain.
Curry is a popular name, and maybe you're related somewhere down the chain. Now, I know you've been asked this question. Yeah, I know you've been asked this question a million times, Wesley, and I've seen it on the interviews, but I want to get it for my show as well. Tell us the story of how you got your role in The Soul Man.
I just told you.
No, you didn't. I'm talking about, like, the audition process and, like, who, you know, was it off of a relationship and things like that?
Oh. You just mean more detail. I mean, I pretty much told. Okay. You get a call from your agent, you get a call from your manager, there's a role for Cedric the Entertainer's brother. Go in, they break down the character of what the role is. They send you a, you know, size and auditioning piece. You go in, you read in front of the casting director, calls you back. You call back, now you got producers in there. Then you go in again and you read. If you do well, they call you again. You went for a third time. This time they call you, and there's more producers in there, and now it's a chemistry read with Cedric. So now they brought Cedric in to do a chemistry read. So now Cedric is reading the lines with you to see what the chemistry is like. And after that, then you do a network testing. And then you read in front of the actual network execs as well as the writers of the show and said. And so it's a process of elimination just like you see with American Idol or all these other shows that kind of like you just start getting less competition. So it starts off with a lot of people you're competing with, and then it, you know, diminishes to maybe two or three guys you're going up against, and then you get the role, and voila, you're on set and you're on a new TV show.
We need some inspiration music behind you, dude.
So
I'm just kidding.
And there was a lot of you know, like always with this particular, you know, show, you know, you're competing with a lot of talented, you know, and well-known, you know, cats for this role, because Cedric knows a lot of comedians, he knows a lot of great actors, and so, you know, for me to actually have booked the job and get the gig was quite an accomplishment, because I knew some of the people that, you know, had auditioned or that were reading for it, or, you know, that were, you know, that I was going up against that were extremely talented. So, you know, you never, with this business, man, you can only just do your best, man. A lot of it is the luck of the draw. Talent is, you know, to me, in my opinion, is probably of all things, it's a lot, but it's less than anything else. It's timing, it's the luck of the draw, it's politics, you know, there's a lot of talented people in the world that should be, you know, in the forefront and should be stars and should be doing major things, but they're in their house living day-to-day lives, and we don't know anything about them. But if, you know, if this business was ran purely off talent, you know, that would be the case, but it's not, you know. And so I just happened to be fortunate to kind of just, you know, be the right person for the job, I guess.
So was this purely an audition situation, or was this kind of like people you know and you know, an opportunity?
I mean, I've known Cedric for 10 years. I've known him before I got the role.
I don't think there's anybody in the industry you don't know. I went to a party, and I'm telling you guys, he was hanging out with everybody from Neo to Michael Jai White to everybody.
Yeah.
And like, just the fact that I knew you, I was cool with everybody.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, man, after so long, I mean, it's 20 years plus in this business. I mean, you're going to start bumping into people, and, you know, everybody, you know, people got kids, and, you know, and then it's funny because there's a lot of huge stars that we've never actually met, you know, but it's funny because I don't think they know who I am at all, and they end up saying hello to me, and it's like, wow, you know who I am, and they go, well, I know because my kids watch you, you know what I mean? So it's kind of weird how that works. So then that creates a relationship, and then, you know, so it's a blessing, because it's like, even if, you know, somebody, you know, doesn't know who I am off bat, you know, their kids do, and that's how they know me. So a lot of times, just throughout the years, and then you go to these parties and you bump into one another and you see each other kind of continuously, and then if you don't know them direct, then it's like how you just said it, well, I know you through somebody else, or somebody else knows you, then they meet me. And so it's kind of a chain reaction with that. So, no, the show was purely an audition call, like anything else. You get a call for a new movie, a new role, and it wasn't that I put a call in the center, like, yo, man, you know, put in a word, hook me up. It wasn't any of that. It was completely off.
Right.
Yep, this is what I'm bringing to the table. Friend or not, you like it or not, you know, I'm either right for it or not, you know what I mean? And it just so happens that, you know, he thought that I was right for the role.
You got any audition tips for us? I'm sorry, go ahead, Vanessa.
Oh, no, go ahead. I mean, that kind of goes with an audition tips, but is it, I'm sure people are wondering, like, for casting directors and things like that, was this a casting director that you've maybe worked with before, or you've
been cast
with roles?
Absolutely. Most of the casting directors throughout my years have seen me grow up and kind of maintained in this business, and they know what I'm capable of or what I can do. And so in this particular case, yeah, the casting director I've read for roles many a different day or different roles. So this is not the first time, you know, this casting director knew who I was and was familiar with me. Auditioning tips. I would say, and there's a couple of them, I mean, little things. I mean, don't be I always tell people, I tell my friends who are you know, actors that are coming up, I tell people who want to be actors all the time, little stuff like this. Don't be so quick to shake the casting director's hand, your director's hand. Don't, because I know people are just kind of, they want to, you know, kind of have that energy, and it's like, I see the personality in me. No, no. Don't run in there shaking hands. They shake your hand, that's fine. Let them guide that. But
right.
Don't brown nose. That's not going to get you points. That doesn't matter. They don't care. They probably don't want to shake your hand. They've been shaking hands all day. People have germaphobe, situations. Just go in there, take over the room, sit down, stand up, do whatever it is. And there's no need to be leaning in and Hollywood kiss cheek in. None of that, man. That stuff is not going to help you, I promise you. And I hear so many stories about that. But that's one tip. The other tip is to try, and even to this very day, as long as I've been doing it, sometimes it happens, man. You just never know. You wake up one day and you're just in your head. Actors get inside their head. Don't try to be in your head, man. Be in the moment, man. You know, a lot of times you start to, at that moment or before you go in, start to second guess what you're doing. You want to change up. You start, you know, don't do too much, man. Just, you know, just read, man. Just read. Just be in the moment. And what else?
What about headshots and stuff? Are headshots important? I know everybody freaks out about, oh, I don't have a headshot. I don't have the right resume.
Nah, well, I don't. I actually, times have changed, and that's funny because guys are old when I do this. See, back when I was starting out in the beginning, we didn't have the technology that we have now. So for me to be 13, 12 years old, 11 years old, you know, as a kid being driven to my auditions from my mom, I would go in with my little resume and headshots and go in there with, you know, with hard copy, you know, a resume and headshot. It's still, people like the old school ways. Some casting directors still require that, or they may ask for it. And I recommend that that actors, you know, do it. I particularly have not created a horrible habit where I don't. I can't remember the last time I actually carried a resume or a headshot with me. And the reason why is because now everything is on the internet. Everything is kind of, you know, right there on the screen. They have it. You know, usually they have it already. So
don't they have applications for that too? I know some casting companies have applications where you can just download their apps or something.
Yeah, they have a whole bunch of that. Yeah, they got a whole bunch of that stuff, man. So it's just kind of like, to each his own. You know, it depends on the casting director. I mean, they really, really put it in red on the breakdown, like green, headshot, resume, hard copy. Then, yeah, you want to go ahead and comply and do what they ask. But me, I'm kind of defiant. I'm like, well, if you don't know, then you don't know. I mean, it's right there. It ain't that hard. And then sometimes I'll be like, oh, I had an audition earlier, and I handed them the one I was supposed to go to you. I'm sorry. I mean, but it's like I don't. And I don't get freaked out when I don't have one either. I'm just like, no, I don't have it. Y'all find me. If you want me, you'll find me. Because to me, when I finish this audition, you're going to know whether I'm right or not. Matter of fact, you know the minute I walk through this door whether you like me or want me for this. So if you really want me, trust me, you'll find me. I'm here. It ain't hard. So I mean, but that's, you know, again, that depends on the caliber of where you're at and what level you're on, and you know what I mean. So I don't recommend actors not carrying their headshot and resumes. So I just want to make that clear.
No, I can just see the picture. You paint a picture. Wesley walks in there and goes, "Hey, what's going on? I'm Wesley Johnson. Do you have your headshot now?" So how do we get a hold of you? You can tweet me.
Yeah, you can look it up on the internet. You really
want to
see it, though.
I mean, somewhat. It's like, I got a bigger fish to fry. I got this material right here. I got this material on my hand that I got to get off my chest. I ain't worried about no damn picture and resume. If y'all really want that, man, y'all get it out.
What about the haircut, Wes? You know, like, you used to have the big afro, and you were known for the big afro, and then when was that transition that you cut your hair and you changed, like, you know, you just changed your fashion and your look and all that?
Easy, that's a really great question and difficult one, because what people don't realize is that, I have gone through, I mean, I got to really make a reel of just hairstyles from I have gotten, I mean, just because from the 80s, the early 90s, the early 2000s, I mean, I've got so many different hairstyles for personal and reasons of on television and just from growing and cutting. You have to understand, okay, let's just use what I like about you for an example. Back in 2001 is when we started, 2002 is when we started What I Like About You, and it went all the way to 2005, 6. So throughout that time, my hair was long. I had afro, curly fro. I had braids. I had, you know, cornrows. I had everything. Well, people may look at the reruns now and think that my hair is that way, and then see a picture recently and go, oh, you cut your hair. Well, the reality is I cut my hair, like, right after the show was over with. Like, you know what I'm saying? The show was over. We you know, we syndicated. It's time for a new start, new pilot season, new movies, new things. You can't, just like women, change the color of their hair from straight to curly. You can't keep the same look. I mean, this is a business of change and growth and metamorphosis. You gotta kind of, you know what I mean, be a chameleon and kind of do different things. So when did I cut my hair? I mean, I've cut my hair 5 or 6 times. Probably 20 times since then. Like right now, I'm in the midst of growing it back out. Like when you saw me with Neo at the launch party for my radio show, what was my hair like? Short?
Short. Yeah, it was real short.
What was it? Was it like still curly? Like at the top, it wasn't like low low. It was like
he doesn't even know what his own hair looks like.
He cut his hair.
But we have it. We have you. You know, the listeners can go to YouTube. You guys can search Wesley Jonathan, Eric Zulli, or WTV Networks. I mean, we've covered you a ton of times.
I believe we
have you.
No, that's why I'm laughing at your question, because I'm like, God, that's a great question, dude. But I mean, like, I can't even tell you like when I cut my hair from when I. I'm constantly changing my hair, constantly. I'm probably worse than a woman when it comes to that. I get bored real fast with everything. With everything.
But what about the dancing side of Wes? Because I, you know, Vanessa is a major dancer. I'm a major dancer, and I know you get down. You know, you could probably hold your own in a battle.
Yeah, of course. Now I love. Let's see. I mean, like I said, hip hop and b-boy and breaking for the, you know, mainstream public breakdancing. But b-boy, I mean, like I love dancing, man. You know, I've been dancing, you know, since I was like 4 or 5, and I started emulating Michael Jackson. At a very young age, which is what inspired me to become, you know, to start dancing. But, you know, I just so happened to make my money from acting. I mean, I don't make money from dancing. I just do it because I love it, and I love dancers and the whole art form in itself. So the expression of dance is just something that I love. I mean, that's something that that I probably would never stop doing or loving, you know, no matter how old I get. And it's just something that feels good. You know, it's a stress reliever, like working out or, you know, whatever people do to kind of you know, relax and you know, meditate or whatnot, you know. But, I mean, you know, it's just, I wouldn't say that I'm a professional, like, I didn't, you know, study from, you know, these, you know, particular performing art schools. And, you know, I'm pretty much a raw street dancer. I mimic what I see. If I see it as a move that I like, then I'm going to rewind it, and and play it again in slow motion, or ask the actual person who created the actual move to teach me. And so I'm kind of like that, but yeah, man. Nah, I mean, the art of dance is beautiful, man. I love dance.
Yeah, that's the same thing I used to do. Is I used to watch Mr. Wiggles and Popzilla and Flash and all those street dancers.
Right.
I'd rewind the tapes over and over again and just study the moves.
Right.
Yeah, I would definitely say mine probably was Tina Turner. She was my great dancing growing up. That was her for sure.
Yeah. Turning them legs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Can't forget about Tina.
Well, you know, and Vanessa has her music video coming up, and I still... Okay, now, Wes, I know you don't remember how we met, and when we talked, you're like, oh, we remember how we... You know, but this whole dancing conversation, I have to bring this up. Believe it or not, we met a couple years ago. I think it was over 5 years ago. Almost, I think it was the same red carpet I met Shane Sparks. And I was dancing on the red carpet, and you walked by, and I was like, "Oh, Wesley!" And I recognized you, and I kind of pulled you in. Do you remember that?
Oh wow, I sure don't. Wait, I sure don't, man. What do you remember the event?
It was how many red carpets have we done?
I know. Hey, wait, that was a shot in the dark. I don't expect you to really remember that, but maybe that man told me. What were you doing on the carpet, though? Like, were you popping?
I was popping, man. I was gliding. I was doing my thing, and because I was talking to Shane, and I was like, oh, yeah, you know, you dance, whatever. And you walked by, and I was dancing, and that's how we clicked. And you're like, yo, okay, that's a move or something like that. And I was like, oh, come here,
wow,
man. You ain't leaving. I got to interview you, too.
Wow. I would never have heard that. Somebody said, Wes, here, I'm gonna give you $2 million if you can tell me how the hell you met Easy. I would not win at all. Like, I would not.
Well, now you and probably 10,000 to 20,000 other listeners that are listening right now, thanks to Blog Talk Radio for featuring you on the front page. That was pretty awesome. You know, like now you guys know the great story of how I met Wesley Jonathan, and you know, we've been friends ever since. And there's always a cool fact you will find out. And Vanessa, I don't know if you want to say. I know that you have a relation that worked with Wes in the past. Did you want to talk about that or not?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, well, Shaheen Ezel, my boyfriend, I know that you guys did a movie it's been a little bit more than a few years ago. I'd like to call it The Beautiful Ordinary, but it was called Remember the Days. And,
First of all, I'm with you with that. I love the title, The Beautiful Ordinary. It was it should never have been changed. And then it changed it to Remember the Days, which was probably actually one of my favorite films that I've been in. However, you know, I wasn't in as much as I should have been, but the project was amazing. It had such an array of young stars and talent in that film. Wait a minute. So wait, out of all the guys in this film, you're still with this person?
Yeah, I'm still with Shaheen. And actually, I was telling him, I was like, "How? What a small world!" I was like, "I'm co-hosting the Easy Way Show, and guess who our star, you know, that we're interviewing is?" And he's like, "Who?" I says, "Oh, Wesley." And he's like, "Wesley?" And so he says, "Hello." He told me to make sure to give a big hi to you.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
A small world. It's another little networking from the Easy Way broadcast.
Too.
There you go.
There you go.
Doing it the Easy Way. Hey Wes, so what's your experience been doing it the Easy Way? Yeah, have you enjoyed it? Have you seen anything happen? I mean, you followed my career and the progression for a long time, and I'd love to get a little testimonial from you if it's good. Only if it's good.
No, yeah, man. I've seen you grow constantly, man. You work hard, and I have a lot of respect for your hustle. And you know, you're always in the mix, man. And that's kind of like how you got to be, man. How you got to do it. You know what I mean? And you know me, like if I could just make film and make television and sit at home, that's what I would do. I'm never the one to be really the media craze or into the red carpet thing. You know, that stuff is work for me. It stresses me out. But I'm only happy when it's set. So I don't know how you do it, man. But yeah, dude, your hustle is nonstop, man. So just much love. Keep going. Keep doing your thing, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, you guys should have saw Wes's face, and actually you probably will if you look it up on YouTube. Like, you can see he's an actor because you can see how tired he is and how much he really doesn't want to be there because he does it so much, but at the same time he has to act like he wants to be there. And it's not that he doesn't. And usually I've seen this on charities and benefits and stuff. You generally do want to be there, but when it's business, it's business. But I'm just saying, you guys got to see his face because like. You can kind of see his head down. He's like, oh, God, another red carpet. And then when he sees the cameras, the acting face turns on. Hey, what's going on? It's Wes.
That's the truth. It's the absolute truth, man. Most people think, you know, they thrive. They look at it from the outside in and look at, like, the red carpet and the lights and the pictures, and they do this thing where it's like, oh, that must be fantastic. What they don't understand is that I think the red carpet is probably the most stressful, kind of gives you an overwhelming kind of sensation of anxiety. And the reason why I say that is because, again, depending upon where you are in your career and what level, the red carpet could be the most ego-boosting, building, uplifting thing in the world, but it could also be the most reminding
scary.
You of you ain't nothing. You're a small fry. It reminds you how little you really are. You know what I mean? So it's a kind of a toys with your emotions. You know what I mean? Because it just sends you on to so many different levels. It's because you got so many people that do know who you are. There's so many people that don't. And I'm talking about in my particular position. Because again, the struggle still continues. As many people that know me, there's a lot. There's many more that don't. So my mission is, still not, complete, and I still got a lot of work to do, like a lot of people do. But it's just the red carpet is something that I don't find appealing. Never really have, and I do it because I have to. So, a lot of times, the word discipline to me is kind of like, doing things that you you don't really want to, but you have to, and you're gonna do it anyway. So, everybody's got their way of doing things. Like I said, the day that I wake up to where I'm pumping out, 3 movies a year, and I'm getting 20 million in, each film, that I don't have to do the groundwork anymore. You know what I'm saying? That's where it's at. You know what I'm saying? That's what we are trying to strive to get to, because I'm not a media hound. I'm an actor. Like, I'm weird like that. I want to work.
I had to drag him kicking and screaming to come on the show. And don't listen to him, guys. Hollywood's the happiest place on earth, just like Disneyland.
Hey, Wes, I have a question for you that I think people could probably be interested in. Do you ever see yourself, I know that you're an actor, but do you ever see yourself, directing, producing, maybe even writing? Like, do you see yourself doing that, or do you think that you would stick to acting?
No, I have produced. I am producing. Directing is something that I really want to do and that I see myself doing and I will do. But producing, I've already done that, and I've been doing that, and I'll continue to do that. I'm not really a fan of it. I got my feet wet in producing last year. I produced a film called Dysfunctional Friends, starring Stacey Dash, Terrell Owens, myself, and many, many, many others. It's on Netflix right now. I did extremely well on Netflix, and it's on BET now. Every so often they'll air it, but it's a really, really great film. But directing is something that, I definitely see myself outside of just being an actor. Plus, I don't know, it's kind of like after a while, once you've kind of done, a role, or different characters more than once, then it's kind of like, you get bored again, and I need to do something else, you know what I mean? So, but now writing is something that's a little tricky for me, because I've never been the kind of person that, some people are born with certain things. I've never been like a writer. Like, I have ideas, like concept stuff, but when I actually get down in front of a computer and get rid of the typing or getting to actual the paper in front of my face, then everything goes blank. So I'm not really a writer. I'm more like a person that can dictate to a writer and have them, manipulate it to get out my idea. Right. So that's something a little different. But, directing-wise, that's something that's going to happen. And I definitely see myself doing it.
We're going to have to get you involved in maybe not just as an actor, as a producer or director in some of the films we're working with Easy Way Entertainment, but we'll talk more about that on the behind the scenes. So we're going to say thank you, Wes, for being on the show. And before we let you go, is there any surprise cast members or anything you can tell us about season 2 coming out?
Man, nothing. I know. I'm so in the dark. I couldn't tell you, man. All I know is look out for my tweets at WESLEYJONATHAN, Wesley Jonathan. I'll be tweeting about all the stuff on the show, man, that's coming when I do know. Also, the second season of my animated web series cartoon, the LeBron James' cartoon, we got picked up for our second season of that, and we've been working on that. So some of the episodes will be released later on this year. And what else? Right now, top of the year, that's what's going on.
Well, if you ever need a crazy white boy that, does this thing in Hollywood, like Where's Waldo, let me know. And especially the voiceover stuff, I do the voice thing. But, hey, thanks so much for being on the show, Wes. We really appreciate your time. And really quick, can you give us a quick drop? Keep listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. This is Wesley Jonathan. Keep listening.
Yo, what's going on? This is Wesley Jonathan. Keep listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. Much love, 2013.
Thank you, sir. Hey, have a great day, man.
Thanks,
congratulations on everything. Thank you for being on Easy Talk. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Bob and Vanessa.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, guys, that was Wesley Jonathan, actor extraordinaire. Check him out, season two, The Soul Man coming out. Make sure you follow him at Wesley Jonathan, just how it's spelled, Wesley Jonathan, on Twitter, and support his movement. This has been Easy Talk, guys. Now, really quick, we're going to go ahead and go to the Hollywood 411. And, Vanessa, great questions, by the way. Great questions.
Thank you. That was great.
I had a lot of fun having you and having you on the show, and we're definitely going to do this a lot more. And I know, too, now, really quick before we go into the segment, you have a dance choreography, dance studio situation that you're going to be doing with a partner. Talk to us about that real quick.
Yeah, it's called The Silhouettes. I'm doing it with one of my best friends. Her name's Cassandra Stoppel. And our other partner, her name is Lindsay Ritter, and it's basically a performance training group. And we just want to get women together over the age of 18. We'll be doing it out of North Hollywood at Movement Lifestyle. And it's basically a showcase. You know, we want women who are 18 years of old and older, and they can sign up. It's a once-a-week class. The first hour of the class is we will do, you know, a warm-up, a routine, and then the second half of the class will be, you know, learning the routines for the showcase. So the first hour is kind of cool because anybody can come in and drop in at the class and take the class from us, and then so they'll have an hour class. And then whoever is staying for the actual showcase, they will move into the second hour of the class and learn about three routines, we're thinking. And we're not really sure what venue we're going to be using yet, but it's going to be more of like a club-styled kind of feel where the dancers will come in and out, you know, a few times out of the night and do a little performance for the club. And I think it's going to be really fun. And we just want, you know, women who are starting in this industry and just need an extra, you know, extra boost of confidence to come in and dance and learn and in a, you know, safe environment. We want everyone to be supportive of everyone, and I think it'd be really fun. So if anyone's looking forward to it, it's on Facebook. It's called The Silhouettes, and you'll see all the extra information on there.
Awesome. Yeah, that does sound like a lot of fun. If you guys want to know more information, follow Vanessa Curry on Twitter, V-E-N-E-S-S-A-C-U-R-R-Y, and get at her. And if you're a dancer, that sounds like a great project. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have Patricia Shipp, the lead reporter of the National Enquirer, give us that Hollywood 411 the easy way. Stay tuned.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
The newest segment of Easy Talk has everyone inquiring, what will we hear and who will we meet? Our friend Patricia Shipp is here from the National Enquirer to fill us in on everything we need to know. Let's all give a warm welcome to Patricia Shipp.
Hello, everybody. It's Pat here from the National Enquirer. I hope everybody had a wonderful week, and let's get right into the juicy gossip. This week, we're finding out that Chaz Bono, you know, went from being a woman, and now he's a man, is working out. He's actually taking kickboxing, and he's knocking off the pounds, but he's, like, really wants to get in, like, the best shape of his life. He wants to have that hard body, the, you know, the six-pack abs. And he's working. I don't know if you saw him on The Doctors or not, but he was on there, and they have a plan, and they're helping him work out. But then we found pictures of him actually in the gym working out. So pick up the National Enquirer this week so you can see those pictures, and I know that you will be so proud of him. I'm also ready to report that Barbara Walters is a little concerned. You know, they said she would only be in the hospital. You know, she fell. during inauguration, the night before the inauguration. She fell on some steps, and she actually fell face first and cut her forehead. And it's, you know, and she's, you know, she's in her 80s, so it's really a concern. She missed a step and fell down, and they said they were going to keep her in the hospital for observation. However, you know, she's still in there. The inauguration was on Monday, here this Thursday, so there's a concern about maybe blood clots that might be forming. They're just watching her. So, you know, you have to be very careful with these things. So we just want to wish her a speedy recovery. Now, there's another juicy story going on. It's on Mindy McCready. And she's actually, you know, the country singer, she's actually being investigated for her boyfriend's death. You know, initially it was thought that it was a suicide. However, it's being investigated, I will say that. And it's you know, everybody's saying that Mindy might be in a little bit of trouble here because there's the police officers didn't say it was suicide. Mindy said it was a suicide. And there's actually reports that she had the bullet casing in her pocket. So we're not accusing, but it's just a probe right now. But it does look very suspicious, and we will keep you updated in the National Enquirer. But you can read the whole story this week on Stands Now. So I hope you enjoy. Take care. This is Pat Shipp from the National Enquirer.
All right, guys, that was Patricia Shipp from the National Enquirer. That was Hollywood 411 the easy way. So I hope you enjoyed that information. And next week she will be telling us some more gossip, some more cool tips. And Vanessa, I think that's about it. We're going to be wrapping it up. And thank you so much for co-hosting with us. You did awesome, and I hope all of our listeners enjoyed it. And what do you want to say in closing?
I just want to say thank you so much. I love doing it the easy way. Everyone definitely check out Eric's amazing guy. So much, Eric, for having me. I had such a good time. And thanks, Wesley, for coming on and giving us some great tips on success and networking. And till next time.
Yeah, guys, and thank you so much. Yeah, you were awesome, Vanessa. I had a blast. And remember, guys, go to theeasyshow.com. You can check out all the cool stuff that we did at The Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm on my way to drive in the rain about an hour to L.A. right now so I can cover an awesome event, actually walk the carpet and cover an awesome event with some Disney stars. And shout-outs to Kate Mesta. It's a jewelry company that is actually working with ABC's Disney now. And we'll get you some jewelry, Vanessa. I'm sorry you can't make it.
I know, I'm so sad, but there will be others.
But yeah,
you know, jewelry is never an issue.
Yeah, definitely, guys, and make sure.
Eric.
And yeah, I love you, Vanessa. I really do. I'm looking up, and tell your boyfriend that I love you as a friend and as a co-host, and don't have him beat me up because I said that. But remember, guys, tune in tomorrow, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to Planet Dance with Shane Sparks. You know, he does Planet Dance. He gives you all that dance advice, and it's a really awesome show. And then on Sunday, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, the Rosin Experience. If you want to know what charities to support, you want to hear some financial advice, definitely listen to Rick Rosin. You go to rickrosin.com for more info. The Rosin Experience Sunday and Planet Dance tomorrow, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And last but not least, like everything that says Eric Zulli, I'm Eric Zulli, EZ, the Hollywood It Guy. You've just listened to Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting, the only station that gives you interaction with celebrities the way we do. 6 celebrity shows a week, and we just do it the easy way, so we hope that you do too. This has been a lot of fun. I enjoy it. I love hearing from you guys. You know, I love doing this show, and I hope you guys do too. And please hit me up and let me know that you love it. All right, guys, so I got to go. We got to go. We got to do our easy thing and drive down the freeway and have a blast. But I hope you guys enjoyed it. Vanessa, you rock.
Thank you. You too.
So, guys, listen next week. Now, next week, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we have IM5 coming on. It's going to be bomb. And they might do a song. And they will have a lot of fun. And I will be the interview. Call me the one. No, I'm kidding. All right, guys. Easy Talk. Love you guys. And listen next week. IM5. IM5 Band. It's going to be a really awesome show. If you don't know about it, IM5Band.com. Check it out. We will hear you next week. Follow us on Twitter. Love you guys. Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. We're out.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.